Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving for one more day that you have blessed us to see. One more day, Father, and we rise and we shine in your power and your authority. We ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God. And we say thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Father God, we take pleasure in working in your kingdom and lifting up your name higher and higher and higher, Father, that you might draw all souls unto yourself. Thank you for blessing our services on today and every day, Father. And we pray, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. I'm your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. You have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here. Amen. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are truly rejoicing and we are glad in it. We pray that everyone is excited as we are entering into a brand new spanking month. Amen. Boy, where did the time is just flying by, isn't it? Just flying by. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that we're getting closer and closer and closer. Amen. To the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen. And we shall forever be, amen, with the Lord. Amen. So we are not, amen, going to be found getting ready. Amen. But we are going to be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. When he comes. And so we thank God. Amen. And amen. We want to turn your attention this morning, amen, to the book of St. Luke, chapter number 4, amen. And we've been meditating in this particular chapter, and we see here in this fourth verse where Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights, and he fought a spiritual fight on the devil's turf, amen, and he won. Amen. And so when Jesus came out of the wilderness 40 days later, he was hungry. Amen. And we also see here where Jesus launched his ministry. His ministry was launched. Okay. So the fasting was the preparation, amen, for Jesus to go into ministry for 3.5 years. Okay. And so as we continue reading in this fourth chapter, beloved, I want us to take a look this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. In verse number 31, and I want to read a few verses in your hearing. Verse now, Luke 4:31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on him. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. And we want to thank God for it. Beloved, this morning we want to talk to you, amen, from a subject, the miracle dimension. The miracle dimension. There is a dimension of miracles. We see here, beloved, amen, that after Jesus fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, we just completed 21 days of fasting, okay? We see the birth of Jesus' ministry. We see how Jesus came, glory be to God, teaching the gospel, preaching the gospel, the good news of the gospel, okay? That's the first thing he did, amen. He was focused on that. Amen. And we also see, amen, out of that, amen, Jesus began to do signs, miracle signs and wonders, amen, as he launched ministry. Glory be to God. And we see, beloved, in this portion of scripture and many others, amen, but here immediately after the wilderness experience, immediately, glory be to God, people's lives were being changed for the better. People's lives was being changed because they had been in touch with Jesus. People were experiencing miracles, amen, because they had been in the presence of Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have now become new. See? And beloved, God has shown me that one Kairos moment will release you into a new dimension of miracle living. These people here experienced, glory be to God, a new, everyone that came into contact with Jesus, everybody that was touched, amen, by Jesus, amen, entered a new dimension of miracle living because of their encounter. Just one moment. Amen. I forgot the name of the songwriter. Amen. Glory be to God. But she sings a song, "One Moment in Your Presence Changes Everything." Vicky Yoki. Amen. Beloved, a special time that God has strategically designed for you to come up higher. There is a time for you to come higher. It's God's desire for you to come higher. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have them. It's just higher. We got to come up to a higher place in God. Beloved, I'm talking to you today. You may be overwhelmed with health issues. You may be struggling in your finances, or you may be encountering prolonged battles with your family members. But suddenly you feel, hallelujah, faith and a desire to intercede, to stand boldly against the wiles of the devil, beloved. We have the violent taken by force, and the Bible tells us that the righteous are as bold as a lion. And so, beloved, this is when you step into a Kairos moment where you know you can beat the depression. You can overcome the addiction. You know lack and struggle are not your destiny. Beloved, amen. When we look over into the Old Testament, amen, and we read about the prophet Elijah and how God had sent him to the widow, see? And when he approached the widow, he asked her to make him a meal. Now, she did not know at that time that she was about to face a Kairos moment. She didn't know that. The widow had come to an end of herself. She had given up, and only had enough food to feed her and her son one last meal. She said, we're going to eat this one last meal, and we're going to die. But the man of God showed up with a word from God. Somebody say just one word. Somebody say one word, one word, one word. One. Let me tell you something. The word of God will never, never, never return into him void, but will always accomplish everything that he sent out to do. Elijah told the widow woman, he said this, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour should not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. And that's 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse number 13. Beloved, this was a Kairos moment for the widow and her son. She could have chosen to ignore the word of God. Let me hear you say it in the spirit. So she could have. She could have chosen to ignore the word. She could have ignored it. Hallelujah. But thank God she did not. She could have allowed the enemy of lack to defeat her, but she recognized it was her God-appointed time, and she stepped into miracle living. I'm coming to tell you today, it's time to step into miracle living. This is what Jesus, the message that Jesus was bringing. Glory be to God. This was the message that Jesus was empowering. It's time to step into miracle living. Everyone that believes, everyone that receives, amen, everyone that appropriates faith can step into miracle living. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The widow, beloved, with Elijah and her son moved from scraping the bottom of the barrel to an experience of God, that God provided all of their needs. We talked about it this morning, amen, didn't we, on the 5 o'clock platform. Amen, hallelujah. God cares for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine one moment? And here it is 2 o'clock, and you scraping, amen, the bottom of the barrel. And just a couple hours later, glory be to God, you don't move from the bottom to the top. From scraping the bottom of the barrel to owning the barrel. The Bible tells us in verse number 15 in the same chapter, it says, so she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Beloved, it was the widow's Kairos moment, and it changed the whole trajectory of her life. This is what one moment with God will do for you. It will change the course of your life. This is what everybody that was encountering Jesus, the deaf, the blind, the lame, the sick, glory be to God, one Kairos moment changed the whole trajectory of their lives. Bona fide miracle, beloved. I come to tell you this morning that God is the same God. Today, tomorrow, and forever. I come to prophesy to your life this morning, beloved, that your barrel will be full so that you will never again scrape the bottom of the barrel. Your scraping days is over. God is showing me that this is your Kairos moment for a miracle. We shared last week, amen, as we were breaking our 21 stay fast on the book of Joel, amen, and the restoration, amen, and God restoring to us the years that the cankerworm have eaten, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the locusts, amen, glory be to God, and all that Satan has stolen from you, beloved, for years, the devil has been stealing from you. He didn't start yesterday. He's been stealing from you for years. Anything that he can get, because he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God will restore your wasted years. I decree and declare, declare and decree that not only is God going to restore your wasted years, he's going to restore your stolen goods and your lost goods. Because a lot of stuff has been lost on the way. So, beloved, I want to encourage you this morning to step into what God has prepared for you. Get before God and faith-filled prayer. And you have to superimpose God's promises. See, prove me. You have to superimpose God's promises over your health, over your family, and over your finances. Do not let the enemy steal any more from you. Matter of fact, he got to restore everything that was taken, and he got to restore it sevenfold. I come to tell you this morning that you have authority in the name of Jesus to enter this Kairos moment through the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And I want you to repeat this after me, beloved. Hallelujah. Just repeat, amen, hallelujah. For those of you that may be in a place right now, you can't say it out loud, say it in your spirit, say it in your heart. Because we have the things that we decree and we declare. We can decree a thing and it shall be established. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. And this is what I want you to say. I enter this divine moment in faith through the blood of Jesus. I decree deliverance for my family and me over every bondage, prolonged battle, and destructive addiction. Every generational curse is broken. I declare financial superabundance, family salvation, physical healing, debts paid off, and divine safety and protection. This is my Kairos moment, and I step into it in faith and in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord 5 minutes. Let's take 5 seconds and give the Lord some praise. Matter of fact, let's take 10. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we say thank you. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, I come to decree and declare, declare and decree that this is your time. This is your divine moment, but you got to step into it in Jesus' name. And then now, after you step into it, you have to consummate this divine moment in faith. And you do that by sowing a generous seed. You have to sow, amen, a faith seed, amen, into the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it's $5, $15, $50, amen, $500, $5,000, $50,000. Glory be to God. God must raise your level of faith so that you can see that this is your divine moment to step into miracle living. You got to step into it. Ah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When this widow, beloved, acted in faith, even in the most desperate circumstances, her eyes opened. And she saw that this was her special opportune time with God. God was moving her to a place of abundant provisions and miracle living. But it started with giving what she had. And I'm praying this morning for you to grasp this truth, beloved. Giving is your faith in action. And God is moved by your faith. Even in a time of great need, the woman acted in faith and gave what she had. And because of her giving, she stepped into her Kairos moment, which released a life of miracle living. Hallelujah. Beloved, I decree and declare and declare and decree. Hallelujah, that you will never scrape the bottom of the barrel again. No more scraping. You're going to own all the barrels. Glory be to God. You're going to rent the barrels out for a profit. Hey, my God, hallelujah. Instead of scraping the bottom of the barrel, you will live a life of miracles and supernatural abundance. Because you obeyed and stepped into your Kairos moment in faith. I come to tell you this morning that now is your time. Hallelujah. And God, amen, desires for you to live in miracle living. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and that ye may have life more abundantly. I came that you may have life. And that you may have an abundant life. You believe it? Hallelujah. Let's receive it. Let's give God some praise. Amen. For our miracle dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you that it is your will for us to live in the realm of miracles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't stop doing miracles from the day he launched his ministry when he came up out of that wilderness of fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Father God, hallelujah. The miracles came after the preaching of the gospel. You always have to have the preaching of the kingdom first, but after the kingdom is preached, then the signs, the miracles will follow. Father God, we thank you for the realm of miracles, not miracles on occasion, but a lifestyle of miracles, everyday miracles, day by day, step by step, Father. We say thank you, hallelujah, for our Kairos moment to step into, Father God, life-changing events, Father God, where our lives will never be the same, never, ever, ever be the same after one moment. And one divine interaction, Father God, when we step into the word, when we step into our Kairos moment, we actually step into the living word of God. And we say thank you, God. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus' ministry. Thank you for our ministry. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah for your word. Thank you for the power of your word, the truth of your word, the abundance of your word. Thank you for your word, Father. And you will honor your word above your name. And your word will never, ever, ever return unto you void. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name of the Lord for the word of God on today. Thanks to you, believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. You might say, yes, I believe it. Fine. Okay. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. For your Kairos moment. Are you ready? Amen. For your miracle dimension. A new season. Amen. Where you're parked and dwelling and living in miracles. Ah, my God, suki suki. My God, suki suki. Hallelujah. You turn on your faucet. Amen. Nothing pouring out but miracles. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. And this is what God desires for you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right, amen. We invite you to meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. We will be there at 12 o'clock noon and then back. Amen, hallelujah, at 9 o'clock tonight. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise, all the glory, and God be all of the honor. Thank God for the prayer warriors. Amen. Manning the altar of prayer. Amen, hallelujah. We sent out a couple text messages on yesterday, and the majority of you came back and said Monday at 7 o'clock. Amen. So Monday at 7, amen. We'll be meeting with all the prayer warriors, the altar workers. Amen. We want to have a brief meeting. Amen. And then later on this month, we want to have a general meeting for all of the ministry partners. Amen. To give you an update on where we are, where we're going, and what 2023 looks like for this ministry. Amen. So we will keep you abreast. Amen. And to God be all the praise. Amen. If you desire to be a partner with this ministry, hey, glory be to God. Ain't nothing do to it but to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out to us. Amen. Some of you have been listening to us for years, for years. Some of you may have been here the whole 12 years. All right. We see you in the back office. Okay. But we don't know you. We don't know you haven't reached out to us. Everyone that supports this ministry, we keep your name. We know the date that you gave. We know how much you gave. That's your indication that you're with us. That's your confirmation that you're a partner with this ministry is your money. Glory be to God. See? And so if you'd like to partner with us, amen, because we're going somewhere, because we already moving. We've been moving. And let me tell you something about God's kingdom. Amen. Fast is slow and slow is fast. Hallelujah. We're a lot further than what we look like. Hallelujah. What you see with your natural eye. Amen. But keep looking because you're about to see it with your natural eye. If you would like to sow, amen, hallelujah, into the soil of this ministry, amen, hallelujah, and be a partner with us. You partner with us when you sow. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you. And we thank God for you. Several ways that you can do that. Amen. Just visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. In Jesus' name. And all the information is there. Amen. Cash App address is $ LifeWordJesus. Hallelujah. Step into your Kairos moment. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying today is the day of your miracle. Today is the day of your miracle. Jesus already paid the price. Jesus already went through the preparation. So this is why he hungered for 40 days and 40 nights. This is why he died on the cross. This is why. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so you step into it. Hallelujah. You sow into it. You say, this word is for me. Okay. So now how do you confirm it? You sow into it. And then thank God for the harvest. Amen. And thank God for the miracle. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for this day. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. Interference. Hallelujah. Anything coming at us, Father. We are unable to be touched by evil. Father God, we pray that you will anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve on today. Father God, we thank you for these dear women of God and their commitment into your kingdom. We say thank you for them in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thank you for canceling bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. We say thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and you add no sorrow to it. And we are blessed beyond measure. We thank you for the new miracle dimension, that we are no longer experiencing miracles on a sporadic basis. But Father God, we now live, amen, in a dimension of miracles. Hallelujah. Continuously. Because if you did it for the widow woman, you do it for us. If you did it for all the people that Jesus touched and healed, you do it for us. Glory be to God. Thank you for appropriating our faith and taking us to a higher level in you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. But to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen. Amen. And amen. My pleasure to serve you on this morning. Amen. Meet you at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on social media. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen, Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
in the midst of the crowd. Came in anyway, even though you weren't loud, no, no, no. I can hear you saying within yourself, if I can just touch Jesus, I don't need a touch from nobody else. It's your time for your miracle. So don't you be discouraged. Don't you be dismayed. For you've not been denied. No, no, no. It's only been delayed. It seems it may not be your turn in life, but don't you get discouraged. Just stay in the line, for it's your time for your miracle.
One more time.
I can see the woman as she began.
pray. Lift up those hands and pull down what you need right now. Pull down what you need by faith.